If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast, Week 6 edition. We are back. I'm your host, Chris Kirkwood, Kirk Dees, here with my boys, as usual, each week, breaking it down. We've got the notorious one, the guy who does all the content for Roto-Grinders, just a legend in the industry, Derek Farnsworth at RG Notorious. And then we got my man, the one who's going to give you the best Ticketmaster read in the industry. He is a defensive specialist. He's also won a Millie Maker, crushed baseball this season at Bobby Gomes DFS. Bobby Gomes, what's happening, fellas? We are back. I'm psyched. I'm going to bring the energy. How are we doing? I crushed again last week on Yahoo, so for all the my main money, and then I dumped on DK, so I decided maybe I should stop playing DK, maybe, but I never will. But anyway, I had a good week, so I'm keeping the momentum going. How'd you guys do? What's happening? How was the boys' trip away, Noto?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Kirk, keep crushing it on Yahoo. Maybe I need to join you. Pretty tough week for me, my worst week so far. Had four lineups, all scored between 150 and 160 on DraftKings. So all of them just were good and not great. So I didn't cash any money last week. But, yeah, excited for this week. Boys trip was pretty fun, I guess. Yeah, just not a lot of time to research, you know, football. You know, you're just up there dealing with the kids, dealing with all that fun stuff. But next time, maybe not during football season.
Yeah, I've been with my family all week. We had my brother, my two brothers, and my sister came back home, so I had to go back home to my family for something for my dad. Anything that gets you off the normal grind is just sets you back. But what's up, Bobby? How we feeling?
Good. Last week was on the main slate was fine. I didn't win any money, didn't lose any money. I feel like I broke even. Showdown, Showdown's the one where I'm trying to doing really well. And then this previous week, I don't know, I'm back to, last night was just an absolute close the laptop immediately after the first 5-6 plays of the game. So, yeah,
here's a little tidbit with Showdown. It's the highest variance game that there is. You know what I mean? Literally every play shakes a slate. So you can be crushing. And then boom, it's gone. And
I missed Jaleel McLaughlin. Just, I didn't even play him at all. I don't even, was he good? But I just didn't even have any exposure. And I was just why don't I have any exposure? And I was just all right, he's starting. I don't care. I'm just shutting the light. I don't want to watch the game because my script wasn't good. I knew my script wasn't good, you know. And I just felt I was trying to be more unique than usual just because whatever. And yeah, I don't know. I just felt like it was off for whatever reason.
Don't worry about Showdown.
I didn't like that game. Like that game was just everyone's like, that's the best Showdown game. Like I just had no feel for anything in that game.
So we've got Bobby on tilt already. I can smell it. This is the Bobby show.
You didn't
let it all out. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. Let it all out. You got anything?
I had Kelsey captain. Kelsey was my highest owned captain, but I just had him where I set a rule that was like Pacheco, Mahomes, at most one. So I wasn't getting. The only way I was getting I was trying to solo ship, obviously, right? Like, I'm not trying to play for a split up top. Obviously, you probably should. More of the year, I've been doing well on Showdown. I've been playing for the splits, and I've been duping, and I'm just, like, trying to – it seemed like a slate where there wasn't – it was very difficult to say where the usage was going to come from. Obviously, we know Mahomes, Kelsey on that side. But in terms of, like, the Broncos, it seemed like it was a little bit – it was difficult to parse through. So yeah, I don't know. I just felt like I was off on the slate in general. And then once it started, I was like, yeah,
for the record, when I said air it all out, I thought we moved past Showdown already. And I was trying to let you
know
up in other areas, but we're good. We got 11 games this week. I'm sure you guys got some interesting takes. This is like an unusual week. I mean, I don't know. It's actually, maybe this is like more usual now, right? Like we got like the running back values, right? We're back. We've got a couple of $4,400 running backs that are in play. That's the new 3K, the 4K running backs. We've got injury news. We got some weather now trickling into this situation. So it'll be interesting to hear your guys' takes. Just break it down quickly. The games, we got 11 games. Carolina, Miami with the highest total, 48.5. Arizona at the Rams. 48.5 point total there. Indy, Jacksonville, 46. Seattle, Cincy. Joe Burrow is back. Is he back? Chase is back. That's for damn sure. Was last week an Achan week still? Are we still there? Is that the?
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, it feels like a month ago already to me.
Imagine not playing Chase last week.
I know. I can't imagine that. I did play him. And I did play, and I played cash on DraftKings, and I won. And I had Achan for all the haters out there, because the argument is so flawed. I think they're like, oh, he only had 10 touches. He fucking broke it to the house. You know what I mean? It's like, how many more touches on that drive would he have gotten if he didn't already break it? You know what I mean? Would he have been in there if he didn't get injured in the game? What time did he get injured? You know, would he have closed out the show for most? Like, it's so like, it's, it drives me nuts. But I just take it all in. I don't really get involved. But I played him like a boss and won. And I had Chase like a boss and won. So that was good. So Chase is back. And then the next game with a 44.5 point total is Minnesota without Justin Jefferson. Gone. For the time being, at Chicago, that's the weather game, one of the two weather games, but the biggest weather game. And then we've got maybe Detroit -3 at Tampa Bay is a little interesting because my boy Montgomery looks good, but now it's a tougher matchup, but I still like him. We'll get into. But yeah, big picture overview, either guys. Noto, injury news, what do we got?
Yeah, I mean, running back's going to be tough. I was trying to rank my top 10 running backs for the week on CVR before the show, and I wanted to rank 15 of them. That's usually never the case. So you mentioned injuries. Miles Sanders was ruled out, so Chuba Hubbard might get some run against the Dolphins. And then the Bears are without three of their running backs, Travis Homer, Roschon Johnson, Khalil Herbert. So we're going to get some Deontay Foreman in that potential weather game that you just mentioned with the Vikings and Bears. So a lot of good running back plays on the slate. Might be one of the few weeks where I am looking to target running backs in the flex. And yeah, other than that, just checking weather and looking to stack. My favorite game of the week is probably going to be Indy and Jacksonville, but we'll talk about that here in a bit.
Big Bobby, how's it looking to you?
Yeah, it looks good. Excited for the week. It is interesting. Like, we're getting Chuba Chalk, and I don't know. It's we haven't really had a slate like this in terms of construction. So, ready to dive in with the guys.
Yeah, it used to be we used to have to separate Foreman versus Chuba Hubbard in the same backfield, right? When the injuries are now, they're there's nobody, literally nobody on the Bears. So Dante Foreman should get a ton of work, but maybe Justin Fields is the running back one this week. But we will break that down. So we'll start it off. I always look at the Blitz most plays, and then I compare that with Pat Dorman's snaps and pace article on Establish the Run. And they're in alignment pretty much except for one, two out of the three. So Blitz most plays is Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Noto already teased that he likes that game. So that makes for good reason. Then they have New Orleans at Houston, does Cardi, and then Seattle at Cincy. Those are the top three for Blitz most plays. And Thorman snaps and pace article had the Seattle Cincy number one, Indy Jacksonville number two, and then they didn't have New Orleans Houston as mentioned, but Arizona at the Rams. Two out of the three is a good alignment. But all right, we're gonna break it down. We are going to do start at the running back position, take it over to QB, head over to wide receiver, might get a Ticketmaster read in there somewhere from the GOAT. Then we've got tight ends, defensive Bobby Gomes segment. And will I give some more UFC picks? So my UFC picks, 1-1, but the max bet won, and it was clear. So that's a win. That's a win for the people. And I got a couple more, but I haven't really fully attacked it yet. But I do have a play I will be betting. So I'll break that, give that to everybody at the end. All right. Let's start it off. Running back position. The plays to me that look like it's going to be chalky that we're going to have to make some big decisions on. Number one is Raheem Mostert with Achane out. Also, Jeff Wilson was, everyone thought they were target. He was probably going to make it back for this game, but looks like he will not make it back for the game. So now it looks like it's going to be Mostert's backfield with Achane, right? Is that what we're thinking? So that playing Carolina, the can't get a much better matchup. Home, big favorite, always tends to favor the running backs. And Carolina, 32nd in DVOA versus the run. So he is going to be chalky, and I love him. Josh Jacobs looks like he's going to get popular, and that's a usage thing against New England. And it's – I don't know what to make of New England games anymore. Like, I mean, this team is just gone. Just they have to be – they have to tank at this point. And, they've lost most, like, their best defensive players. Mac is terrible. Belichick, maybe the game has passed him by, some would say. So the usage is there for Josh Jacobs, though. Last 3 weeks been averaging 23 touches, 102 yards a game. He's third in all with amongst all of running backs in snap percentage share, fourth in red zone touches. New England shelved itself. So I get that play. Kieran Williams is in play again. And then we've got to talk about Kamara's back, at least from a touch standpoint. The guy is back. And then Chuba Hubbard, the value, Dante Foreman, the value. And then maybe we got some other stuff. So who are your favorites, Noto?
Yeah, we'll start with Mostert. I think for me, you just lock him in and look to differentiate elsewhere. He's going to be popular. Mentioned Jeff Wilson likely out. Achane's going to be out. And best matchup on the board. And they're, 14.5-point favorites? So, for me, you just lock in Mostert and go from there. Outside of that, don't mind the values with Foreman and Hubbard. No issue with them. I do think Kyren Williams is interesting. A lot of people are going to be looking to target that passing game. And it's a really good spot. 7-point home favorites. Arizona's allowed the fourth most fantasy points to running backs. And then two interesting names to me for tournaments. You have Christian McCaffrey and Bijan Robinson, both projected for less than 10% ownership. I mean, a week ago, they were, both two of the highest owned on the board. Maybe not McCaffrey last week since he was on primetime. But every other week, he's pretty popular. He scored in 14 straight games. And now we get him at low ownership against the Browns. There's a lot of value, so you can fit him if you like. And Bijan, I mean, it's pretty much the same spot as last week. Washington has not been very good against the run. They're home favorites. He continues to get 15 carries a game, 5 to 6 targets a game. So I'm looking to target those two in tournaments. But, man, I like Etienne. Mixon's popping. I don't think I'm going to go there. But, yeah, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I'm Christian McCaffrey. Like, I'm going to be all over McCaffrey at low ownership. I like the Mostert call. I think he's in a very good spot as well. Kieran, I'm with you with Kieran too. Just everyone attacking that passing game. Don't mind getting to some Kieran Williams. A guy will not be playing is Joe Mixon. I figure if you had a bad week last week, Notorious, you definitely played some Mixon because I feel like he's the thorn in your side in NFL DFS.
I did not. So I was loving it when he got stuffed 4 straight times at the goal line.
I had him. I had him.
Yeah, for me, I'm with you. I can't get Mixon right. So if he's chalking,
you know what I can't get out of my head is that I faded him that week against Carolina last season when he went off for 58 fantasy points and had 5 touchdowns, was it, I think? And like that's like forever ingrained in my head. So it's like I want to fade him each week, and then I'm like, that I remember that. But yeah, sorry to interrupt you, Bobby.
No, I remember that too, but that is funny that you say that, because that is like the other side of that coin that everyone kind of goes back to is the 5 touchdown week when everyone was like, oh, fade him. He was the easiest fade or whatever. But yeah, I'm not playing any Mixon. Yeah, in terms of like everyone else, like these, we have like guys that Foreman, Hubbard. I've wanted to play Hubbard pretty much all year just because I think Miles Sanders is terrible. I think love an opportunity this week, so I'm fine playing him at 4-3. Yeah, that's pretty much the running back position for me. Jacobs, like you said, 7K versus the Pats. Pats defense is pretty banged up. I think that's fine. Kamara, I think, is someone we have to consider as well. Like, just all the targets he's getting, I don't see how, like, you don't kind of go to him. So, yeah, just continues to play well since his return. So yeah, I'm interested in some Kamara versus Houston. Houston's D has been good though. That's the one thing that makes me a little bit skeptical on Kamara. That would be the one thing that, but the volume in the passing game is just so high.
Yeah. So do we have like I'm sure we're going to have builds where everyone, I mean, it's going to be very tempting to make builds with like starting with both Chuba and Foreman just to see what you can do, because wide receivers, you know, have the monster ceilings. So, you know, you could stuff some of these, you know, Jamar Chase with Tyreek potentially, or if you want to play Cooper Kupp, which nobody wanted to play last week. Yeah. Do we have a preference between Dante Foreman or Chuba?
Are we just
flipping a coin?
I'm more interested in Chuba.
Yeah, for me it depends on ownership. I don't think right now what we have is accurate. Right now we have Chuba 28 and Foreman at 8. So if that holds, I would rather have the lower owned guy in Foreman. But in a vacuum, I think Chuba's the better play, because I do like Fields in that passing game, assuming the weather isn't too bad.
Yeah, he could run a ton in that game. I mean, he may have to run a ton of game now. And they've been, you know, he had a bunch of designed runs for him in the last game, I believe. And, yeah, DJ Moore obviously went off. Yeah, he 11 rushing attempts, 57 yards, and now has lost all the running backs. And so, I mean, it's not – I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 10 to 15 rushing attempts, which would be amazing for a quarterback position anyways. I like Bobby. I like your CMC call, because no one's going to play him, but like, that's a build you could certainly do, is you could do the double cheap running back and, you know, use McCaffrey in the flex that no one's going to play. And they're big favorites. And Elijah
Mitchell.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just looking up if he's going to be out again.
I think he's questionable.
I think he's trending towards out, though. Is that – did I
read he did practice somewhere? On a limited basis, but I haven't seen anything since.
Okay. Well, if he's out again, they may just who not even care about the score and just keep feeding McCaffrey anyway. And Cleveland's D's been pretty good, and there's some weather there, correct, too, as well?
Yeah, Roth has that as the worst weather game of the week.
But he's a cheat code anyway, McCaffrey. And, you know, in these games, everyone's like, they're like, play the unders on bad defense. And I get that for passing reasons, but like for running, like running backs can break out. And like when defensive players are on their heels, it's much harder to play in bad weather games. So, I mean, McCaffrey could absolutely break stuff and go off in this game. He's just a cheat code in general, and that offense is humming. I mean, they look so much better than every other team right now, don't they? Like, from the eye test that controversial people take.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. And they're probably going to have a lot of short fields with Deshaun Watson being out for Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a crazy situation, too. Like, he's medically cleared to play, but he's not going to play. This has, like, a fire dumpster all over it going forward. This is going to be something. All right, we got any other flyers that we haven't mentioned? I know, like, ETN in your game, Noto, is good. I know, I faded Alexander Mattison last week on Yahoo. That was, like, my big play. Like, I chose to play Josh Reynolds over Alexander Mattison. And, like, that I still won, but like it shouldn't even have been close. Like that touchdown, he got that stupid pass catching touchdown only because Jefferson was out and they lined him up as a wide receiver, and he got a 10-yard touchdown. Really pissed me off. But there are plays all over the place. Like DeAndre Swift, Kenneth Walker seems like pretty good. I mean, that game seems pretty good. Chase is gonna get a lot of ownership. Burrow's gonna get a lot of ownership. I mean, but like
Kenneth Walker seems like the ideal run back in that situation.
I mean, there's three though, right? Like really there's three. There's yeah. DK, there's Lockett, or there's Walker. Like all of them could be extremely good.
The running back is all gonna be loaded, like right? Like Walker's gonna get squeezed. So I think Walker for me would be the one I'd want to get to.
I mean, they all look to be low owned, to be honest with you. The Seattle's lower owned than what they should be. You guys got one? Throw it out.
Got one more. David Montgomery. Looks like Gibbs is going to be out again. I mean, he was close to having a monster game last week. He obviously played well. Jared Goff had two touchdowns on the 1-yard line, and then they brought in Craig Reynolds in garbage time, who scored a touchdown. So, I mean, DeMont could have had four touchdowns. We talked about Jamal Williams having this role last year and just, you know, leading the league in rushing touchdowns. I know it's a much tougher matchup against Tampa Bay, but I think from a usage perspective, we could see 25 touches for DeMont at pretty low ownership.
Will you go as far to say that he's electric?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, he looks a lot more electric than he did when he was on Chicago.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he's got a good offensive line, and he plays in a dome, and he's always been electric. People don't really. I've been fighting this fight for years, but yeah, he does. He looks like a different running back, doesn't he? He looks like slimmer out there, and maybe it's the colors. I don't know. So here's the thing. His offensive line is so good. There's one run stuffer, the Bucks, that Vita Vea, you can't move that guy. That guy's huge, massive on the Bucks. But like if their line is so good, I think a lot of the narrative is going to be Bucks D is too good and people are going to talk themselves off Montgomery. And I think this is the time we just put our faith in the offensive line and the usage from him and his role, and we just roll with it. Let's see if he's electric. All right, Bob, you got any last flyers interest, or you want to move on?
No, that's it. I think we covered basically all of it.
All right, QB position. QB is interesting because you got a lot of potential ways you could go. But Trevor Lawrence looks like he's going to be popular, I think, for good reason against the Colts. That looks like to be a higher pace game. Also, Zay Jones is out, which just makes it a little bit easier to stack him. You know, we've got the options. We know we got the concentrated target tree now. If you take the Zay, because Zay would always like steal like the touchdowns or go off 1 week when no one's expecting it. So it does seem like Christian Kirk or Ridley would be the choices there. Ridley is a little more expensive. Kirk's been coming on late with a bunch of targets. And then, or, you know, if you want to play the other, if you want to, you could just play ETN as well. But I like Trevor Lawrence a lot. Joe Burrow looks to be back. He looks healthier for sure. I don't know if he's fully healthy, but he looks healthier. We got another game last week with 46 pass attempts, and he, you know, finally had a good game. Was a slate breaker with Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is trending towards being back. Is that the take? Is that the right take?
Yeah, practice limited basis.
Yeah, but we'll see. I'd prefer him to be out, but just because for Chase and not have to do the guessing games thing. But anyways, Burrow looks good. Stafford has his weapons back facing Arizona. I can see he's cheap, 6,100, 37 passing attempts, 40 passing attempts the week before that. In week two, had 55 passing attempts, was not very efficient, but, you know, based on passing attempts, and now he's got Cooper Kupp back in his life with Puka doing well. Just seems like I think he's a good play. Tua, people are going to say they don't want to play him because of the blowout potential, but we've seen them run up the score already with 70 points. Carolina is missing their top two starting corners, I believe. So Tyreek could absolutely go off. Waddle has reemerged. So I think Tua is in play. I think he's going to guy that's going to get squeezed out. Although optimizers may pair him with Tyreek. I'll have to run that and see what I'm getting. But I think he's the one that people aren't going to be excited to play. Then there's like options with Justin Fields. There's Gardner Minshew. I don't know. Noto, who are your favorites?
First of all, props to you, Kirk. You didn't fall for the Daniel Jones trap. Like myself last week.
I wrote it down. I would have fallen.
I told you I'd take the blame. So I'm taking the blame. I just kept waiting. You know, they were down big. I was like, hey, garbage time. This happens in every other game. You're going to get some garbage time production. And he gets hurt because he just can't just go down. He just has to take
hits. Because he's gutless. He's gutless.
But just throw the ball away sometimes. It's not even a gutless thing. Like, he takes hits for no reason.
And you know what? He has something with his eyes. Have you noticed where he just looks like a deer in the head? He looks like he's either really stupid, which he probably isn't. But he just has like that look, or like a deer in the headlights. Like it just makes it more tilting when you look at his face after he gets sacked, takes like a brutal sack or something.
I think he looks his lower body is like disproportionate. I don't know what it is. But I get what you're saying with the eyes, but he looks, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big deal Jones guy either. Whatever.
All right. Yeah. And who else? Yeah.
In terms of like the best quarterback plays, I think you mentioned them. I like Stafford quite a bit against the Cardinals. I like Trevor Lawrence against the Colts. On a per dollar basis, I really like Gardner Minshew. It's a really tough spot for the Jags. So they had back-to-back games in London, travel all the way back home, and then they have another game on Thursday. So they have two games in 5 days after a lot of travel. And you have the Minshew revenge narrative. I think he's probably the best backup quarterback in the league. He's got plenty of weapons, and Jags have been a pass funnel the last couple of seasons. So on a per-dollar basis, I like him quite a bit. Going to play a lot of fields, regardless of how the weather shakes out in that one. If it's raining and windy, then he's going to get a lot more on the ground. Minnesota likes to blitz as much as anyone, and I think that's pretty good for him scrambling. And then, yeah, I like your Tua call quite a bit. You mentioned the blowout game. Mike McDaniel is not afraid to – keep his foot on the gas. I mean, Tua had 31 fantasy points when they won by 50. So I like that call quite a bit. And it's a kind of a weird week for quarterback because we don't have Mahomes. We don't have Josh Allen. And then you have Jalen Hurts going up against the Jets, who I don't think a lot of people are going to play. So A lot of different options. You can't just plug in the most expensive guy like some weeks.
Big Bobby.
Yeah, it is a weird week for quarterbacks. I don't know. I feel like I'm paying down currently. Like, I like Joshua Dobbs. Obviously, like Stafford, Lawrence, they're the guys you want to pay up for. Fields, it makes sense. But like Noda said, like, we don't have the regulars like Mahomes. I don't know. For me, it's – for me, like, paying down is going to be like a route. Don't mind Dobbs in that Rams game on the other side. I also like Stafford, but just want to say that I like Dobbs as well. I don't hate like even playing a, this is going to the Gardner Minshew angle of everything. Just if you're saying you're playing the other side of that game, Josh Downs has played very well of late. Michael Pittman. I like that stack in general.
Well, Minshew just just peppers Downs. It seems like that's his guy.
He peppered Pittman though. The first game he came in, he hit him with like 9 consecutive targets or something ridiculous. He's seen a huge target share. I like both of them for what it's worth. But yeah, this one's going to make you throw up in your mouth, Kirk, because I want to see them lose, obviously. But I think Max in play this week with Parker and Kendrick Bourne. They're super cheap. You're playing one of the cheap running backs.
It's the McDaniels Bowl.
But it's also the Oakland gets punished by receivers. Like, I think it's a really good spot for Mac to get on the right track. Obviously, I'm gonna not go crazy, but if he's gonna have a game, this could possibly be it. I hope they just get blown out and they just
on their way. Stinks. I can't do this. I can't get on board.
If you can't get on board, I get it 100%. I like Tua and Tyreek. I do every week. I'm just trying to say something different than just saying, "Oh, I love Burrow."
I hear you. Oh, so what's interesting? Give me a take on Jimmy G, the other side, because blitz is like seems to be all over this game. He's spitting out in the blitz optimal right now. I know it's just Friday
evening. He was hitting the blitz, and it was weird because it was the only projection set around the industry that I've seen them really peppering. I don't really have a take on Jimmy G. I guess you can because this defense isn't the same, right? I guess you actually could play the Jimmy G side of it all. I looked at that on the blitz and was like, why is this here? You know? But then again, I just touted Mac, so.
I'm not going to play any part of this game. I'm going to just watch it and hope that it's just like incomplete interception all game each side. Like.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. How about Geno? Like, everyone's like on this Burrow side, and he looks pretty low owned, at least.
Yeah, we talked about those pieces being low owned. I think that's definitely a differentiated way you can attack the slate going to Geno. And when you understand like Chase is going to be as chalky as he's going to be, and so is Mixon, getting to that other side, I think makes a ton of sense, especially at their ownership. But yeah, I don't know. Jalen Hurts versus the Jets. Like, I don't mind Hurts versus the Jets. I don't really target the Jets defense. They're obviously very good. But it's a weird slate just because we don't have a ton of depth at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the only other person that I would be like interested in that hasn't been mentioned might be Sam Howell. I mean, he did play the Bears last week, but I mean, he did show a ceiling, 29 fantasy points, 51 pass attempts, and they are, 388 yards passing. He will run a little bit, had 4 rushing attempts, 6 the week before that for 40 yards against the Eagles. So, cheap passing options that have upside like Dotson or Scary Terry. In the dome in Atlanta, I think that could work.
Don't mind it. Definitely interesting that Washington has the second highest pass rate this season. Historically, they've been really run heavy the last few years, so I don't mind it. Maybe play it with my Bijan call on the other side and hope that game shoots out.
Yep, I'm with it. All right, wide receiver. Then Bobby, I'm going to give you a warning. That before tight end to be ready for the GOAT segment of the show.
I have the worst. I have the worst canker sore of all time right now. And just reading,
oh, no. you're on the IR.
50 words is as painful as can possibly be.
You're on the IR.
I'm gonna do it. No, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
But you're a gamer. This is gonna be the Jordan flu game. The Bobby canker sore read. This is it. Make us proud. Don't you know?
Yeah.
But we got a whole section of wide receivers to get through first. So the chalky guys. I'll be good. Jamar Chase, is coming off of his monster game, and just got a small price increase. Right, what was he, 7,800 last week, something like that. Now up to 8,300. I mean, 19 targets, ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Broke the slate, 55 fantasy points. It's like if you didn't want to pay attention, it's just like another touchdown, another touchdown, another touchdown. It was just insane. The thing is he's always smashed without Higgins. So we'll see if Higgins is on his way back, but he may not be super healthy anyway, and maybe limited in some fashion if he is even playing. So you go right back to Jamar Chase. You know, he still ranks third in target share on the season. 30.3% target share, third amongst all wide receivers. He has a 40% air yard share. Who cares? We don't need to say stats. Jamar Chase, if you didn't play Jamar, if you didn't know this game was coming, then you haven't been watching Jamar Chase. You know, we didn't know when it was coming, but we knew it was coming. It was a good spot, but he's in another good spot against Seattle, who is 25th in DVOA versus the pass. And thanks to Noto's first look sheet that I always look, 32nd. And DVP versus the wide receiver position. So good matchup for Jamar Chase, although they are getting some help back in the amongst their defense. But anyways, love them. Tyreek Hill, cheat code, ultimate cheat code against a team that they should be able to dominate with their two best corners out. Yes, please. Christian Kirk is kind of it's just a price thing now with Zay out and 5,400 in a game that we all like, targets of 8 and 12 the last 2 weeks. So averaging 10 targets over the last 2 weeks, did have that spike week against Kansas City where he had 14 targets. Certainly his production has been trending up and he's 5,400. So that looks pretty damn good. Davante Adams is going to be popular. I don't know what to make. Like I said, I can't imagine this game being very good, but I don't know. Maybe in Vegas, McDaniels and Belichick are up for it against each other. I could see it, but and the other cheap guy, like you need some of these like mid-range guys, like Marquise Brown has just been a target monster back-to-back week. You know, three out of the last four games, 10 targets in each. So I like that to play, but we've got plays from every angle. We should probably discuss Jordan Addison as now the number one wide receiver, but there is with Jefferson gone, but there is weather concerns. But Noto, who are your favorites at the wide receiver position?
Yeah, in terms of the expensive guys, I think Adams is the odd man out for me. I'm kind of with you, Kirk, in that I don't want a lot of exposure to that game. For whatever reason, it's just popping in all the projections on that game, and I don't really understand why. It's got a low total. I think Patriots defense hasn't been as bad as most people expect. I mean, their offense has just been so bad that, you know, it kind of makes their defense look worse. So for me, I like Chase. I like Cooper Kupp quite a bit. I said I was going to take a wait and see approach last week, and then he had 5 receptions for 53 yards on the first drive last week. So that was not great. Ended up with like 8 for 121. I think it's a really good spot for him. The mid range, I really like Michael Pittman. Also fine with Josh Downs in that game. But Pittman's two biggest games were both with Minshew under center. One was against the Jags. And then to your point with Minnesota, I think making a rule in lineup HQ just to include at least one of the Vikings pass catchers in every lineup. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that all of them are going to bust, especially in a matchup against Chicago. So I like Addison. I like Osborne. And then I really like Hawkinson once we get to tight end. Bobby, what are you looking at at wide receiver?
Yeah, so for me, Cooper, Chase, they make a ton of sense. Like, they're Cooper and Chase. Waddle's going to get squeezed. It's going to be hard for me to, like, not go back to Tyreek's going to get squeezed. It's going to be hard for me not to play Tua, Tyreek, and Waddle. I just feel like I've been playing them all year. I think Waddle's in a really good spot as a like, obviously his ownership's not going to be that high, but just to avoid this Miami stack based on how they played pretty much all season is going to be something that I'm going to try not to do and make sure I don't do it. But I feel like everything I'm seeing, I'm going to be paying down at quarterback. But yeah, I want to make sure I get in these Miami receivers where I can. Other guys I like, just thinking about it. I guess Chris Olave is at a good price at 6,600 versus the Texans. Don't mind him. Don't mind Amari Cooper, 5,800. You hit on Addison. You hit on at 57. Like, I like Addison a good bit. Christian Kirk, 5,400. Like, I think I'd probably prefer him based on how Ridley's been playing out of these Jags receivers. Maybe that's going to end up being an awful take, but I don't know. I think Kirk's in for a good game.
I mean, you can play both, too.
It's just Ridley hasn't looked – is it just me or Ridley hasn't looked great? I know he's been on – they're on early, but I don't know. From what I've seen, he hasn't been.
He played great last week, but nobody really saw it because it was against Buffalo in London.
Okay. So, yeah.
Did they do the Toy Story version again?
I watched some of that. It was something.
I was psyched because my kid, that's literally all we watch is Toy Story, like over and over again, 1, 2, 3, 4 on Disney, like whenever I need to like put him in front of the TV. So he loves Toy Story.
All I could think of was how much money they spent making that work, because they just like ran the plays with like these characters, and it was only like a play behind the actual game. Make that work at an expensive.
Great movies though, don't you think? Like for kids' movies, have you seen them?
Yeah. Anything that keeps the little man entertained is fine by me.
Yeah, but I actually like the movies personally. Like, I think they're funny.
I like them too. I like them too. I'm big.
And The Incredibles too. All right, sorry to bring the dad portion over to the show.
You have to get in there. Yeah, for me, Metcalf at 6,800, I think he'd probably be my favorite out of the Seattle receivers. I think it is interesting playing the other side of that game. Like, if you're getting to Walker or Metcalf, I think you're doing it right. Just because, obviously, you're probably having Chase on the other side. I think it's the sharp route. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I'm not seeing anything else. I'm really – maybe as the week progresses on Sunday, I'll have some more.
Carolina? What are we doing there?
I mean, you play Adam Thielen and you move on, right? Like, I mean, he's a cheat code. Like, it's crazy.
It's been pretty impressive.
What's interesting to me is Justin Jefferson out and like Jordan Addison, 5,700. That's still a reasonable price. And he's not going to be very high owned. I'm showing like 13%. KJ Osborne, like 10%. Like, there's a lot of like talk going around. Like, people think that this offense is done under the weather or whatever, yada, yada, yada. But like, this is a bottom ranked Chicago passing defense. Justin Jefferson's out. Are we like overthinking it? And I get the weather take, but like, I'll tell you one thing from like sports gambling. Anytime I've ever tried to hammer an under because of weather, I have lost. Every single time the game goes over. That's just me. You'd have to get my own personal statistics. I don't have them readily available, so I'm sorry. But that's just what it seems like to me always. So it's like, are we overthinking not like wanting to play these guys more? Or like, should they be higher owned than what we're projecting? Or, you know, it's the gusts of winds and the rain really going to take over this game.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm going to have at least one Minnesota pass catcher in every lineup.
So every single lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So I heard you say that, and I thought you were – I was thinking that I missed the beginning. I was like, did he say every lineup or was
– Hawkinson's going to be a very
– his stacked lineup. Yeah, he is. It's a good matchup for him too.
Like, yeah. Hawkinson, even Addison's a stud too, right? Like, he's – the first game he had what, two touchdowns, and they've kind of gone away from him, but he's been slowly creeping up on KJ Osborne. He's actually moved past KJ Osborne in terms of snaps and stuff. Now Jefferson's out. I think Addison's going to be in a very good spot. If he's going to be low owned, I'm getting way over on that.
I like them all. I'm ready. Who else? So do we have well, Jacoby Myers, it's been pretty – I mean, you get the little – that's like the one guy I – because he's not at the price at Adams. And it's just the targets he's been getting have just been amazing. He's had, you know, 10 or more targets in three of the four games. Big game last week against Green Bay. 70 yards and a touchdown. Little revenge.
He's definitely vengeful, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, he had to go through, like, it was always like, this guy cannot score touchdowns. Like, what, you don't think he wants to score, like, two touchdowns in this game? And, like,
The other thing is they gave Juju the same contract that he wanted, right? So, like, the exact same
Juju, and Juju is dust, and he's out.
No, yeah.
He's
hurt. Juju shouldn't even be – I think Juju shouldn't even be in the league at this point. But they he made a comment on Twitter about it too. I'm pretty positive.
Sad time for us Pats fans. We bring in Juju and Zeke. Like, what the hell? All right. Let's talk about, like, just some cheaper plays. Like, to try to make things work. Like, do you guys have interest in, like, Michael Thomas? Just from, like, targets, I know there's not, like, a ton of explosion there. At least it hasn't looked like it lately, but certainly a guy who can get some, rack up some catches in PPR. Robert Woods is going to be somewhat popular, people are talking about, but he's up there and, like, he's 31 years old, but he's up there in, like, football years, like dog years. So if I always say, like, I can't play someone older than Head Chopper, but he's older than Head Chopper in football years, I would say. So I don't think I could go to Robert Woods. Pittman is kind of, he's the head, like the top 6,300. I'm just trying to find, like, a mid range, like, guys I get excited to. You know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking about, where is he? Well, Sauce Gardner on AJ Brown. This is a Devontae week. What's his price?
I think it's a Devontae week too. Yeah, definitely a Devontae week. They're gonna force Devontae to try to get him going. They did it with Goddard last week,
and he's not going to be owned because he's overpriced for, like, any amount of production that he's done. He's 7K. Like, no one, and it's, like, against, like, on paper it's against the Jets D. But, like, if you think about it, and if they shadow Sauce on AJ Brown, then Devontae, this could absolutely be a solid game for him.
One of their corners was out. He was out too. The second corner was out last week. I don't know if he's still out, but I know he was out last week. Not really sure of the name. Not going to look it up. So I would just pay attention for that on Sunday.
And then Tyler Lockett, 5,700.
I thought you were when you said cheaper, I thought you'd say, like, Josh Downs or Rashid.
No, I'm just saying, like the cheaper mid range, like, because it's cheap, because there's not much in the, like, to me, it's all cheap, but, like, anything over, like, anything like 6K and under. But, like, obviously, Downs is, like, the 4,100. It would be nice to have, like, a really cheap play. I like Osborne at 4,400. That's why I mentioned Robert Woods, because he's 3,800, but.
Like, what's Michi's price on Houston? He's seen an increase in snaps, 3,100. I don't mind him. I think Tank Dell's out, right? Noto, is that true?
He's questionable. He's just needs to clear concussion protocol, so we probably won't know until Sunday.
If he doesn't, I'd be interested in Mechie a little bit at 3,100 because his snaps have ticked up. Week two, 17%. Week three, 27%. Week four, 23%. Last week, 43%. Dell must have went out at some point in that game, but yeah, I could see myself playing him at 3,100.
Huh. All right. You know what time it is?
Yeah, it's that time.
Let's step up. This is your moment, my man. I hate cankersores. Cankersores are brutal. I hate
them. It's all week, dude. And I had to do the blender show the other day.
Have you been stressed out? They come from stress.
No, I got one last Friday and it hasn't gone away. I don't know.
All right.
I started taking like this new multivitamin and I think that's why I got it. I don't know. Like a vitamin C one. Does vitamin C cause them? It causes them, right? All right, I'll start the read. More memories are made when you're there for live NFL action. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered. As the official marketplace of the NFL, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat. Their interactive seat map gives you 360-degree previews of your section to make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting into the game on game day a breeze. You can even customize your Ticketmaster app to rep your team colors. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NFL. Kirky's has all Celtics Ticketmaster stuff. He's decked out in his Ticketmaster app.
I don't even go to Celtics. When DraftKings gives me like the seats, like when they give me like a suite offer, I go, but like that's it. I don't like go because that's like I'm playing DFS.
No, I get it. I'm the same way.
But great read. Well, people, give Bobby a shout out in the comments for stepping up under, you know, tough adverse situation with a big canker sore. I know that must have been tough. So I'm proud of you, Bobby. Thank you for that. And let's talk some tight ends. Tight ends, we don't have the high-end stuff, which is good because it's really tough to get to the high-end stuff with all the wide receivers up there that we like. But I'll start at the top. We mentioned TJ Hockenson. He's probably my favorite tournament play. Bobby, I know you said you liked him a lot. Noto seemed to like him a lot. The matchup is great. One of the best top matchups for tight ends. Jefferson's out. Even if the weather is a problem, that's kind of a time when they go short routes to the tight end and let him bruise for some extra yards. So I like that a lot. Evan Engram is going to be chalk, and he is 4,500. I'll let you guys give me your opinions there. Zach Ertz is going to be chalk. The guy did find the end zone last week. He had 4 targets, 2 receptions for 10 yards, but he hit pay dirt, so he was fine. And tight end was a wasteland, I think, per usual. And it has been a guy that we've been on collectively, I think. We keep mentioning him is Logan Thomas, and he smashed last week with 11 targets, 9 receptions, 77 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he's 3,500 again, like, just give me Logan Thomas. Let's call it a day. But Kyle Pitts is there with Jonnu back in the mix. Dalton Schultz is coming on now, getting more comfortable in that Houston offense. He's 3,600. All right. I'm just going to keep reading plays, but sorry. Tell me who you like.
Yeah, I think the field is making a mistake by not playing more Hockenson. I don't understand why he's under 10% owned on DraftKings. He's had 8 or more targets in 4 of the first 5 games, and that's with Jefferson. Jefferson's had 26% of the targets so far this season, so you open up a lot of that. The Bears have allowed the 8th most fantasy points to tight ends this season, so pretty much everything checks the box for me with Hockenson. My favorite play by far. If I am paying down, you mentioned Logan Thomas. I think he's in a good spot as well. And that's pretty much it for me. I don't mind Engram. I'm not going to play Pitts. I know a lot of people are excited that he had a decent game last week, but not falling for it. I'm just not doing it. I'm learning. Not playing Mixon anymore, not playing Pitts anymore.
I know it. Mixon's going to go off for like 5 touchdowns. He's going to do it again.
I hope not. There's no – it's – and just no way. Him or I'm with you, Noto. No Mixon, no Pitts. I'm in the same boat. Yeah, I like Hockenson. I guess people are just paying up at wide receiver. Makes the most sense of why Hockenson's going to get squeezed. And then all this lower value, Zach Ertz value every week that people just keep getting away with playing, so he's been chalk. I like Logan Thomas at 3,500, like you said, Kirk. Yeah, who else? Irv Smith, 3K. I was trying to play Irv Smith last week. I'll force him again this week in some of my stuff because, I don't know, do we still have no Higgins? Is Higgins back? What's the situation there? Is he out?
He's trending. It looks like he's trending to being back, but we'll see. But he also has a history. He has a history of, like, not playing much when he's injured, doing much. So I think if he's just hobbled, that could be big for everyone else.
Yeah. So for me, if it'd be more based on if he's out, I'd like Irv Smith. Hawkinson's my favorite. I don't mind Ingram chalk. I think Ingram chalk is you can differentiate it by playing Christian Kirk. I like that stat. Trevor Lawrence, Christian Kirk, Ingram. Ertz or Logan Thomas? I think I'd prefer Logan Thomas. We've all been on the Logan Thomas train. He's treated us well, so don't mind going back to him. That's kind of everything for a tight end. Like, I'm not playing Kittle at 5K. I know he went off last week. Not chasing that. Durham Smythe maybe at 2.9. Finally, one day, maybe. Keep playing Miami. Keep playing Durham Smythe. Hasn't worked out yet. I don't know. He'll be in my player pool, but I'm not expecting much.
I'll throw in Cole Kmet and Dallas Goedert because, like, Goddard is still going to – I mean, it's the price problem probably with him, but after a breakout game, he's only 48. I mean, he's 4,800. That's a little tough, but against the Jets, tough defense, but I think he could still be.
What about Granson? Like, Minshew's probably – is Minshew would be better for Granson, we would imagine? I don't know. I don't hate Granson.
Love that game. So, yeah, I'm on board.
All right. And we're back to the Bobby Gomes defensive segment, canker sore. This is, wow, your second big test here with a canker sore. I know you can do it. Come on. What we got?
I'll let you guys go first, and I'll figure it out. You guys know who you're going to play?
I got some thoughts. I think the Browns are going to be chalk just because they're so cheap. But, like,
versus San Fran?
So I just think, like, because they're a good defense and they're 2,200, they're going to be, you know, not chalk, but they're going to be played, you know, against the people like me who play any cheap defense. And that's where
they're like a run funnel, too. Like, McCaffrey's going to absolutely smash. Is he going to be under 5% owned? Like, that's, I don't know. That's a very interesting thought. I would be getting over on McCaffrey. But, yeah, in terms of defense, I don't know, the Jets, I think at 2,800, I think they make sense. They're not the team that I really would like to give on this segment. Probably rather give something better. Noto, you got anything?
I got nothing. Hate defense, like I say every week. If I can get to Swift, I'd love to pair him up with the Eagles D against Zach Wilson. But yeah. I just don't know if I'm going to have room for Swift with so many good running back plays. As far as cheapies go, it looks like the – Buccaneers at 2,300,
maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Like, I mean, I can't imagine either doing really well, the Bucs or the Browns, but, like, they're two decent defenses that are cheap. Like, that's really all there is to it. Lions D on the other side, 2,700. They've been pretty good.
They have been good, yeah.
Let's see what else. Yeah, I don't know. I just go with whoever's cheapest. Although I should have played the Giants D at 2K. When they scored a touchdown and just showed you how defense that none of that matters.
How much are the Raiders?
Yeah, I like where your head's at. Let me look.
3.9. Wow.
Oh Jesus.
They're like the worst defense.
That's the Mac attack. That's the Mac attack right there. That's the Mac bump. Yeah, I know you were expecting like what 2,600 and be like all over it. Yeah. Maybe Washington.
I'm telling you, Mac might be the play this week. I'm just saying this could be the week he turns it around. I hope he doesn't. But
all right, let's break it on. Finish the show with our favorite stacks, but first. Let's shout out a very important listener, one of our favorites comments that we've seen in a while at King Coons 5. Guys, your info is good. It's great, but the delivery is brutal. All right, I get it. Please bring a little energy. Yes, we try to bring a little energy. All three of you look and sound like your puppy died. That's the part of it. Got to appreciate
it. It was a good one. It's definitely a good one.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I took a nap today just to be ready for the show. Midday nap.
Now, I have a dog at 13 years age that's gone through a lot, has a lot of problems. So the puppy dying is always in play for me. So I hope that nothing bad happens, because then I'm going to come looking for you, King Coons. But I don't want to bring that mojo on me, anything like that. But because I'm a dog guy. Are you? Bobby's not a dog guy.
No, I'm 100% a dog guy. You think I'd be a cat guy?
You have a dog, Noto?
I did for like 12 years. He passed away. I haven't got another one. Just
recently? Yeah. Passed away recently?
Maybe 2 years ago. So
wait, Kirk, you thought I was a cat guy?
No, I just figured you were a nothing, a no cat, no dog guy. That's what I was thinking.
Currently, I am. Yeah, I had 3 dogs. They all passed. So yeah, I'm with Noto. I'm looking for it. I want to get 2. Though.
I can't. Dogs are life. I can't live without my dog.
I got to move out of the city to have a dog, dude. It's too crazy.
There's nothing worse than losing your dog, too. There's absolutely nothing worse. People, I've lost friends. I've lost tons of friends. And not like I can like make it through. But if something happens to one of my dogs, it's like life is over. It's not worth living. Oh, my God. It's terrible. But dogs are life. I wouldn't want to go through life without them. But anyways, thank you for the comment. Keep them coming, guys. Stacks. So we're like we always do. We're going to give our favorite for like large field and our favorite for like smaller stuff, higher dollar stuff. Who wants to start it off? Noto, you ready?
Yeah, I only have one favorite stack. I'm going Minshew with Pittman. And then you can bring it back with 2 Jags. You can bring it back with – I mean, I like all of them. I like Etienne. I like Kirk, Ridley, Ingram. And I think you're different enough by playing Minshew that you don't have to worry about ownership on the Jag side. That's it.
Bobby.
It's been the same, a lot of the same for me over the last couple of weeks. 2 to Tyreek. That's a side I'm going to go. Maybe run back with Hubbard. If Hubbard ends up chalky, I think it's a good way to differentiate, because I do think Tyreek gets squeezed.
I like that. Everyone's going to play Mostert, and people will play Tyreek, but no one's going to play Tua is how I think it breaks out. I mean, obviously he'll have some ownership, but not what he should. I'll go with... I mean, I love the Tua stack too. I guess I also I'll go with the.
You could go Tua with Tyreek too.
No, I'll say that, but I'll give another. I mean, I'll just do the chalky version of the Trevor Lawrence because I like the spot so much, but I think you blast this game. You don't just do one. You know, you do at least 2, minimum 2. So you're either taking Ridley and Kirk or Ingram. Or maybe even ETN, but I tend not like to do running backs. But I think you got to go at least 2 with Trevor Lawrence, and then you run it back with, I mean, Pittman or Downs, but I'll say Pittman because I just always take Pittman. But that's what I'll do with the larger field stuff. I just don't see Geno getting a ton of ownership, and so I'm just going to go Geno Smith and – I mean, you can double them with Lockett is cheap. Metcalf is reasonable. So you take your chalk with Jamar. We've already decided collectively we're not playing Mixon. So we take we run it back with Jamar. That's how we get a little bit differentiated with using Jamar Chase. We get the high upside game environment. So that's how I'll do it. And that's a wrap. So I got the UFC plays. Let me pull it up. I do like. Hold on. Let me just pull up the lines. All right. So the main event. I do lean Yusuf over Barboza because I think that if Barboza ever hits back, and I think he can control him if he ever goes for a takedown. It's probably not going to happen, but if he finds himself on top somehow, he's just going to be able to pound Barboza. And I'll take the younger guy here in this with two good strikers. So that's a lean. My favorite play is Adrian Yanez over Jonathan Martinez. This is kind of like a pick 'em fight, but I think Yanez is going to win this one. And I'm pretty confident in that. I lost my favorite underdog on the play. The fight got canceled, so I don't have that anymore. But so I just like all favorites. Those two other two flyers, I think I'm on a big fade of Andre Petrosky. I don't think he's very good, but Michelle Pereira, I like, but it's tricky. But I think he's going to knock him out. He's going to knock out Petrosky. And downtown TJ Brown is going to easily win against Elkins as long as he doesn't do something stupid. So, but my main bet would be the pick 'em, or maybe you'll find some plus money on Adrian Yanez. All right. Any final words for the people?
No, let's have a good week, guys. Keep rolling in the winners.
Yeah. Good luck. All right. Keep the comments coming.
All right. That's a wrap. So that's been the RG DFS Tournament Takes podcast, week 6 edition. We will be back next week for week 7. Thanks.